All right, you know what day it is, you know what time it is. It's Sunday, and yes, I am the boss, and yes, this is Mission Possible Radio. And we are coming from a different location. Mixing it up, I am coming from the furthest place south you can be and still be the United States of America. Yes, that's why I am coming live from Hilo. I am coming live downtown Hilo. You know, I'm overlooking the bay, Hilo Bay. Oh, yes, and I can feel the energy coursing through my body. And I know tonight you're all in for a treat, because tonight I just have to give it up. Before we even go into 2008, before we can even begin to communicate, before we can even begin to think about letting go or increasing the hate or the love, we have got to look at this thing that I know it's going to be hard for you to understand, and that's why the boss thought that before we end this year, I just have to get a good talking to you so you can understand what's really going on. Now, that doesn't mean that you got to let go of your Godhead. I just want you to understand something. You know, I had a guest on. We had call in. His name's Don Nikoloff, something like that. I can't remember his last name. I'm bad on names, you know. The Witness Relocation Program doesn't even want me to remember people's names. I shouldn't even tell you where I am. That's true. Oh, I'm only kidding. I'm just a little levity. I'm feeling really good tonight. Why? Because I feel like there's a breakthrough coming. I feel like it's the dawning of a new age. I feel like this is the time when we're going to turn a new page. We're going to create a consensus of opinion that a discussion must take place. If you can't stand to discuss, then you need to just, what? Back up. Back up. Ask yourself, what could be the harm in discussing that which has caused harm? Now, a lot of people say, oh, well, is it open for debate as to whether or not these people have done dastardly things? You can feel it in your life. The money is funny, and nobody's laughing. I'm not laughing. I know that a lot of you out there have heard me talk to you about these here subprime loans. Now, you know we're a welfare state for sure. The Arabs have bought our debt. Now, what happens when an Arab buys your debt? Hey, you see, this is why it's important for you to really understand what's really going on. When Osama bin Laden, the real Osama bin Laden, he asked a really good question. Listen, America. Listen, everybody understand. He said, hear me. He said, who benefited from the partitioning of Palestine? Today, to answer these questions is to go to the truth of the matter. Why, whose interest? And why did Germany capitulate? And why were the Russians suspicious of us as they had been our allies? All of a sudden, there was a big switch. But what I want you to all understand, and why I know the mission is possible, is that you may be able to argue with people like Dr. Lynn about whether or not vaccination is whether or not what it is for history and current events or what they are. They are all pieces of data, and they are all there for you to look at. And what you all need to understand, that this had something to do with a revolution. And we're not talking American. We are talking Russian. Revolution. This is when the white czarists, yes, had to leave. And with them, they took their great fortunes. And they had to take those fortunes that they had to run. Where did they run? Why, they ran to Switzerland. When you say Switzerland, what do you say? You say banks, Swiss banks, guards, Vatican. You see, it's all discursive, and it all takes you back to the current events of the time. Can't you see the Vatican working in your lives today? Can't you see it? First we had an Italian Pope Montini, who was the banker who washed the money, who funneled the money and got the passport so they could all run Venezuela. All of them could run Argentina. All of them could go wherever they wanted to. what you can't hide from the pen. And all along the way, it was all written. All along the way, it had to be played out. And now here it is, December 2007. We're marching on down, finishing out this year, 007, the intelligence. I do believe, to my listeners and those who will listen back on these archives, you will hear that which was predicted, and you will know. I wasn't smoking something when I was talking to you, no. I was in the right coordinates with my Godhead screwed on tightly, knowing that I am a witness to history. I am a witness to the current events. I am a witness and privy to knowledge. And that is only because I took the time to research, to retread through the path, the blood of the slaughtered, for those inventions and things of great magic, bullets, serendipitous discoveries, whatever you want to call it, that led us down this path to nowhere, which is supposed to be utopia, which is supposed to be a place with no borders. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, understand America. A long time ago, a plan was put in place, and that was to usurp this country so that when it came time to gobble up Europe and to gobble up the rest of what is left of the world, we would be sedated, that we would not matter. And this is the reason why it is so important that we do now what is necessary. Now, you say, you can't get by with this. This is treasonous talk. Is it treason to be reasoning that our freedoms have been limited and that you and I are not operating under the same modus operandi as the world in terms of rights? Ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you now, I'm going to tell you later, this is no fun for me. I would love to be talking about all the joyous things in the world, but I know that there is something that is getting ready to happen because all of the people are practicing. What are they practicing for? Well, first it was bioterrorism. Now they're preparing us for the ungodly thought of what? That is protracted, limited thermonuclear war that will disturb our weather patterns, disturb our family patterns, disturb every kind of pattern you could possibly think of. What we must do, what is necessary, is to tell those in power that there is a time when one has to stand down. There is a time when you have to make a decision, and this time is coming. Yes, so great is this day for all who kept faith. For dreadful fathers, for it will be their fate. And I know someone said long ago we would have to decide exactly when we would take this ride. Someone said surely down on earth it would be a mystery. So we filled the earth with clues, because we knew even then who would win and who would lose. Yes, it is now time, as it is a game of tag, folks. You are all it. And now is the time when we must now really take over this here ship. This which we like in Lady Liberty, this which stands in the middle of the harbor, promising freedom and outstretched hands. These hands now backslap us with all kinds of habeas corpuses, delectis, and all kinds of things. Well, you think I'm kind of funny when I talk like this, but I am serious. I am serious about what I am saying. You won't hear it anywhere else. I can make sense of this. I can make sense of it all, given a chance, and with my brothers and sisters. It's like this guy Don, who's just got now this, I'm not near my computer, so it's off the top of my head, but I think he comes on after the inside hour and will be coming on. His guy, who I love, you know, I'm going to really love because he's right on the same page. You see, we all have done our homework, and it comes down to the fact that you think that the George Bush that's in power now, and the one that was in power before, the 41st president, that you think he's a Bush, but he ain't a Bush. He's a supplanter. What I'm saying is that this family has been usurped, and this American family has been brought to us, bringing us to ruin, financial ruin. They just haven't told you all yet what the plan really is. But you can see where Warren Buffett is putting his money. And you can see where the wealth and where the wealth is increasing. You know, if anybody want to get in on this conversation, give me an amen or just say, oh, you just need to stop it. What's the matter with you today or whatever it is. I am fired up, folks. If you don't know the number, I'm sorry. I'm not near a computer. I'm just near a phone. And unless the CIA or some other A has cut off the line, somebody just give me a beep here and let me know that I'm still being broadcast here. You know what I'm saying? Because it may be more like Peter Finch going on here, network, you know, and I'm just working it. I'm working it because I care. I'm working it not because I'm some zany person that just woke up yesterday. I've been awake since 1957 when my father come running in out of breath and said they shot him. And my mother said, who? And he said, Anastasia. At a young age, I heard these names. At a young age, I done seen the police pass off to the mafia and the mafia pass off to the police. And I done seen politicians pass off to the mafia, pass off to the police. I done seen the FBI. I done seen the CIA. I done seen them all up close and personal and all in the same room. And now they have all the room in the world to do whatever it is they want to do. And we're going to wake up and they're going to hit us on top of the head with a little BZ chemical. Look it up on your net. It's not like I'm telling you something that you can't go find. This ain't no conspiracy. This is a serious roadmap that just goes on and on and on, just like a Wizard of Oz, just like I'm Dorothy. Just go ahead, folks. Click your heels 3 times and say it along with me. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Mm-hmm. Does anybody really understand why I make these tapes? These tapes are subscription. For those of you who don't know, I do have a following. They are following me everywhere, but they're not here. They're out there, and that's the power of BBSRadio.com. Oh, my goodness. And that's the power of Mission Possible Radio. You won't hear it anywhere else. We're going to change the whole format. If I don't find a sponsor soon that can help me out with these here bills, and I don't have much because I'm not selling anything but the truth. I'm just trying to put it down so that when it's time, when the judgment comes, and it's my turn to speak to all of you for the record, for Danny Casolaro, for Roosevelt, for all the people that they've assassinated, Valiente, Trujillo, whoever, whatever, Noriega, all these people have been set up by these men, these cowboys. These men who I have tracked, these men who are real, these men who can kill, these men who have no zeal, these men who are zeros, these men who are not heroes, these men who lurk like cockroaches in corners in the dark, doing nasty, dirty things, and then coming out and passing legislation on all of us and saying, let the freedom bell ring. Come on, America. Where's your soul? Come on, America. Who's really in control? Come on, America. Do you really believe there's a dream? Come on, America. Let's mess up the scheme. Come on, America. Don't answer the polls. Come on, America. Just vote with your soul. Come on, America. Don't say who you like. Come on, America. Get out of your cars. Ride a bike. America. I feel for some of you. America. You're going to have tough decisions to make in these coming years. And see, you have to really understand something, folks. See, they got a plan to mirror the Bible. That's why I'm a reverend. I'm a reverend because I understand exactly. I've seen it coming. They got the tribulations down, man. Y'all got sores. I mean, you can hear it, Morgellons, all these skin lesions. We're talking grievous sores. They're following the Bible. All you got to do is read the Bible and know what's coming next. Thousands and clouds of clouds and thunder, he's going to come on. So what do? They create chemtrails and big clouds in the sky. What are they doing? They're mirroring the tribulations, you see. And when you start to read Isaiah, when you start to read your Bible, that's when we all get together and we understand what story they're playing because they don't have no imagination. No, and they're giggling, folks. Can I make sense of this for all of you? Go into your Akashic records. Go into whatever spirit you want to go into, and God will caution you. Look into your heart. Look into your soul. Look into that light. And the eyes are the window to the soul. spend some time looking into each other's eyes as you tell them your truths. Spend some time looking into people's eyes as you give them your proof and as you tell them. And know that your healings are there for you. This is not a time for you to be denied. Oh, my goodness, I just want you all to know. I don't have much time to be giving you too much more intelligence about the power of being human. You see what I'm saying? About being human. See, some of you practicing to be something else. But right now, we are all slaves to gravity. Because if you defy gravity, what's going to happen to you? You're going to land upside the wall. Stand firm. Praise gravity if you can. Praise God. God gave us gravity. And these times that we're in, they're deep. They're so deep. And these are the times when I caution you all. Give praise. Give praise. At the end of all you say, just give praise to the Creator that you can think the way you do and that you can get up and go and do that you never, never, ever did anything that would be in a disfavor to the Creator, to the big boss, like I call myself, the unofficial boss. Yes, you're listening to BBSRadio.com, and I'm Boss RJ, and this is Mission Possible Radio Show. What are we doing? We're practicing for success. What are we doing? Fine-tuning for perfection. These are the thoughts of the boss, of the Most High, of that which matters, which is the gray matter of life. Thought, soul life, thought, mind, thought, matter, energy. Yes, I'm excited. I'm looking at Martin Luther King Jr. I'm looking at Mandela's. I'm inspired by the knowledge of the universe. Yeah, I'm looking over here at sound equipment that says, God is my DJ. I'm surrounded, folks, by the beauty of life. By the sounds of nature, by the rain that falls, by the sun that shines, and the rainbows. You know, everybody understand this? The in lives we trust are going to be duplicated, and they are going to be distributed. And the truth is a dangerous explosive. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And to understand this is to understand something else. And that is that we do this as a gift to you so that you can then make good decisions. It's true. Opportunities are never missed. Other people get them. We would like for you to have this gift. So Dr. Lynn has told me, and I couldn't say it enough, and I believe this because I've seen the video quite a few times, and I just know if we just all got together and was able to discuss just this one DVD in terms of what it is we have to do to stop these people from wanting to create genocide within us and willingly have us show up to have it done to us. I mean, people really, really don't understand. And then, after all these years, to have to come up against people with antagonistic skepticism. Now, when I started my radio show back in June, June 17th to be exact, when I signed on for this mission, which I truly know is possible, because with God, all things are possible. I know that this is a possible mission for everybody to admit to the fact that they may have been omitted some very serious information that we all should have had in order for us to make the decisions that we made. But everything, America, is predicated on money. This is the shame of America. This is going to be the downfall of America. And when I mean that, I mean we all share in that downfall. Now, you say I'm pessimistic, but I say you have to understand what the economists are saying. You have to understand what the Federal Reserve is doing. You have to understand how it all works, and how one day you're going to wake up and realize that inflation is 17%, that you'll be the last one to know, and that those pensions and those CDs and all those other things that you put away for the rainy day ain't going to take you through too many rainy days. And if we have to turn in all those worthless dollars and then try our money into the Ameros, and everybody says, oh, that ain't going to happen, and how's it happening? Where's the wealth going, folks? How far is the free ride? Are we to be a nation that reneges on our debts? Do you know what happens when a nation reneges on its debts and their presidents move to Paraguay or Ecuador? You got to remember, the Bushes speak perfect Spanish, do you? You know what I'm saying? When the conquering armies and hordes come up from on those nice little highways that we're getting ready to build, and how are you going to know what's going on, and they just have their free reign? Because you got to remember who these people are and what they like to do. It's in intelligence. It's in the select committees. It's in freedom of information until they close that all up. These people are guilty of some serious crimes. These people are guilty of gun running. These people are guilty of drug running. These people are guilty of poisoning. These people are guilty of assassination. This country is trained. Hello? 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 Did someone beep? Okay, well, I may be talking to myself. I have no idea if I'm still connected, but I have God as my witness that I am still connected to BBSradio.com. I thought I heard a beep, but it might not have been. Okay. Anyhow, God is my witness, and that's what I was saying. I am out to make a difference and a change. That is why I do what I do. And that's why I consider myself since 1992 to be the unofficial boss of the universe, saying those things that need to be said. And I said them all along. And I've watched things change for the good. I have watched things change for the good. I have watched things be, bad. At one time, and then all of a sudden be good, when it was good all along, and we had to fight hard to make it. For those people who may be wondering, well, what kind of thing could that possibly be? Well, as a journalist, I got involved with a group called the Food Not Bombs, and that was probably one of the more exciting, activism, situations I ever got into. I knew that feeding the people was absolutely the thing we had to do. I mean, that was an order that Christ said. He said, feed my sheep. You know, he didn't say what to feed them, so we feed them good soup. That's and good tassahara bread. But at the time, Mayor Jordan at the time, this would be about 1993 in San Francisco, he thought it was encouraging the poor and creating a nuisance and blah, 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 blah. And so he decided to make it against the law to feed people. But yet, the church is good. So it wasn't so much that he changed his whole idea about it. He just was doing what I know to be true and what our government likes to do, is to take the identified problem, what they see as being the problem, and persecute them. And I saw this happen, and I said, well, let's bring this all together and bump up the heat. And I'm telling you, it just went so far that actually Food Not Bombs in 1993 became Amnesty International. They got into Amnesty International. And we're talking about an American organization that ended up making it on the list of Amnesty International, in other words, persecuted groups. You know, and that's pretty cool. You know, I thought that was pretty cool. So I have my background. I go all the way Hunter's Point, that whole debacle when the Navy shipyards were closing in. So I have watched neighborhoods be consumed and gentrified. I have watched the dissolution of the people. I understand. That's why it's so refreshing, like I said, that I should be involved with some of the hosts here at BBSradio.com, because we're all coming like a speeding train, a flashing bullet. We're just going to go, and you guys are going to get it. You don't have to study hard. You're just going to get it. You're going to know. These people know what they're talking about, and it makes sense. And that explains it, you see. That explains what's happening to all the missing billions and billions of dollars that those of you who don't know they're missing is because you just don't read the paper anymore. But they be talking about it. It's in history. There are prosecutions. There are cases. There are FBI records. There are all these things. And see, this is what this administration, the Bush administration, has been all about. It's about destroying evidence, you see. So the people who are the most guilty are the ones who are destroying the most evidence. Can't you see it? Doesn't that make sense? And the people who are guilty of heinous crimes are the ones who are limiting our freedoms, are taking away everything that would be a statute of decency, and are creating all kinds of problems in the judicial system. I mean, you really, America, need to really understand this. And you say this, I say this, I told you once before. George Washington said, if your country offends thee, leave it in quiet resignation. Well, I liken these times to 1938. How about you? Does anybody out there want to talk about 1938? Does anyone want to talk about how a whole bunch of people left Germany, left Russia? Well, the Russians, they was leaving with their money. They left after the Russian Revolution. They just, the white Russians, they settled all down in Dallas. And that's how it takes you to Garrison. And that's how it takes you to the Bunge Corporation. And that's how it takes you to explosives. And that's how it takes you to the change in America. That's how it takes you to the coup d'etat that was right up underneath our eyes as we watched it on television but couldn't make sense of it. And that's how you know we know, because we lived it. And just because you may have forgotten it doesn't mean that it's still not going on today. This is what's so important. This is why they want us silenced, because they would have to pay. And the Supreme Court, who has been bribed up the yin-yang by this administration, hamstringed, you see. There's no way to sit on that court unless you have been blackmailed. Oh, but God got something for all of them. Because when it's all over, just like that head of the justice who hit his head, he fell down, go boom, on a, what we call epileptic seizures. He's our main man. He's making these decisions. Do you see? Not the very best of us making these decisions. This is corporatism. Mussolini said it. The definition of fascism is corporatism. This is the United States Corporation. You know, they still have to have all cooperation, and when they don't have it anymore, they got a surprise for all of us. That's when they get the show. That's when you get to see the big finale. That's when you get to see King Kong break his chains and come running them up through the city. That's when you get to see them. When are they coming? Let's make them show themselves now, folks. Let's make them lose their senses now so they don't send our children off to any more wars. I don't think we should have any more of our children going marching off for this here war sham, saying they're protecting national security. No, this is corporatism. And this whole idea of the way they're setting the people on the people, that's a lot like it was back when the fascists were trying to get a hold, and everybody just said, oh, no, it's not that bad. Well, those people need to shut up. Or those people need to get out of here. Or those people need to die. We had all kinds of levels of permissible violence. Well, we've had ours too, folks. Look at it. We had that debacle in Philadelphia where on television we watched all of these people burn up in an apartment building. We've had Waco. We've had all kinds of violence and mystery killings and kidnappings. This is how they work. And when you look at it, you'll see that it's always again and again and again and again and again when we're getting close to the truth. And the truth of the matter is that the white czarist Russians have now bought back their oil reserves. The oil corporations, the Standard, the Rockefellers, all the ones that are still alive are all working it so that they can squeeze the very last of your everlasting any kind of, because they resent having to take care of y'all anyhow. And you'll see this. I mean, we are going to see in the future the high bought down low. I'm already seeing it, and I don't have to watch it happen, and I don't get it from, although I do see it when I'm standing in the supermarket sometimes, because I have to go in there and get something. But I do see that some people are having a hard term. And I wouldn't want to be in their shoes for all the money in China. I would not want to be in their shoes. Now, I know that everybody knows about In Lies We Trust, and everybody knows that free speech, we already told you, and I'm going to tell you again, free speech television in Denver, Colorado, will not play In Lies We Trust. Now, right there, folks, Right there ought to pique your curiosity. And just for the heck of it, you should contact Dr. Leonard Horowitz at inliveswetrust.com and get yourself a copy. And then do your patriotic duty to at least send the word all the way out as far as it can go in your community that there is another way to look at this thing called vaccination. And there is another way to look at how they plan to do what they do. Now, if it wasn't for the fact that I, quote-unquote, you know, for a lack of a better word, am a conspiracy theorist, which means is that I then had to study conspiracies. And after looking through and examining and re-examining other researchers, I have come to the conclusion that we suffer from some serious conspiratorial dramas in America. And if we could put some of them to bed, then we would be able to see who's in charge now. And I'd like to give you a little bit of hookup here about that, all right? This is how it goes. One, all right, you take one woman, stressed out of college, law college, and she goes off to Washington, D.C. in 1974. And she sits on, she helps out and is a gopher and writes writs and stuff and looks at all the evidence and discovery for a man named Nixon who is getting ready to have his presidency curtailed because of a thing called Watergate. Now, this woman went on to then graduate, hook up with this other guy who's supposed to be a relative of Rockefeller, but he's actually a Clinton, but nobody really knows his genealogy, okay? And he don't nobody know his genealogy, and they hook up and they move to Arkansas, where, what do you got? More Rockefellers, you see, Winthrop and the rest of them in Arkansas. Now, you take this lady from Chicago who was an ex-Goldwater girl, you give her all the information and the stuff, and you put in a file, you call her Operation Star, and you send her off for the future, you see, America. Now, I'm telling you like it is. These people are playing serious games. They have serious roles. They have serious scripts, and they're going to stick to them no matter what. Osama, whatever his name, Baraka, Osama, he has his script. He's from Chicago. He's black. He's a lawyer. You got Hillary. She got her script. She's a lawyer. You got Mitt Romney. He's not only a lawyer. He's something else, man. He's a Mormon. So he's got that whole religion thing going on with him. You got the Muslim thing going on. You just got 2008. You know what you need to do? You just need to look through all of these people and understand you got to become a part of. And I'm serious. You really got to have them stand up and really beg for your vote this year. Ain't nobody deciding anything. You understand this has got to be the most exciting race ever. This is the race. This is the last one. This is the year 2008 where it may be true. And that may be it, that this is the year we all go fascist. I mean, if we go fascist, we have a chance to go fascist through free elections. Now, I know myself, I like to have maybe like the UN kind of come in and count the votes because of everything that's going on. It's all kind of shady. It's all really shady. We know this. And they know we know this, that they control the vote in the whole way in which we count our votes and that. It has to happen like this because this is the way they win. They have to have it their way. It's kind of like playing football, but every time you get the ball, you got to run uphill. Okay, so you run up that hill, you score a touchdown, then they're always running down the hill. They never get to run up the hill. It's always in their favor. But God is in our favor, and prayer is the way in which. So I'm going to ask everybody out there in the sound of my voice to pray for the Bushes. That's right. That's right. Pray for them to come to their true minds. You see. Now, that might be hard to do, as cluttered as they are, with all their machinations and drama and their ways of controlling and keeping all the information right at their fingertips. These are some seriously clever cranks. Now, you know my definition for cranks. You see, no matter how far, their vision is always blurred. No matter how far down the line they look in the future, it never looks clear. It always looks cloudy. It always looks iffy. You see, and you can feel that. A lot of what they're saying don't make any sense. And when you listen back, and that's what's more important than anything, listen to what they're saying. Listen to what they are saying and how they code what they say. They're not talking about us. They're talking in exclusion. They are not even thinking about us. They are thinking about their own kind, to their own advantage. Why, this is the American way. Is it not, folks? This is our shame, you see. Free trade, all of these issues that people talk about, we have been totally, totally disrespectful to this world. And it is me. What am I? I'm an apologist. I sometimes cringe for my fellow Americans and what they believe to be about themselves or how they see the world. I have friends today who have my deepest sympathy, but they still believe that jet fuel could have brought down the 9-1-1 trade center. I have sympathy for those people who still believe that Oswald was the lone killer of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I feel for those who believe that Robert F. Kennedy was shot from the front by Sirhan Sirhan. I feel for all those people who believe that Jonestown was a murder, mass suicide. I feel for all of you who believe that Charlie Manson actually was there and did all that damage, you see what I'm saying, and that the CIA and the FBI had nothing to do with it. I feel for all of you who really don't understand the power of America and what has made her so not so great. Yes, you're listening to The Boss. This is Mission Possible Radio. This is a archival event here as we're coming down in this year, 2007. It's almost the end of December. Better watch out. You better not cry. We got 9 days left until Santa Claus got to come down your chimney. Yes, the weather outside is frightful. Yeah. And the nights, they are so delightful. Why? Because you're listening to BBSRadio.com. And yes, happy holidays is what I want to say to all of you who have prepared. Now, don't go out on a limb and take out too many things. You know, I really don't want you to go out on a limb and make any big purchases this year. And you certainly shouldn't be taking advantage of all those credit cards and stuff. You want to get low. So give yourself the gift of giving. Pay off your debts for Christmas. You know, if anybody asks you what you want, tell them I want money so I can pay off my debt, you know, because the IRS is going to refuse the money and the money's getting healthier again because they done bought up a lot of our debt, you see. So that makes it all good. And then what happens? You know what happens. The rug gets pulled out from underneath you. And what happens then? Uh-huh, you feel the crunch. You feel the crunch at the gas tank. You feel the crunch at the supermarket. You feel the crunch when you try to take the kids out to a movie. You're going to feel the crunch. But you know what? That's all right. Feel that crunch. Work with it. Learn to live without, you know, going to the movie so that you can put more petrol in and get to the supermarket, where you then don't buy so much food because you just started growing your food. This is the time to make decisions. I remember as a kid we used to have that story about the grasshopper and the ant. You know, an ant represented industry, and the grasshopper was like lazy. And he'd sit there and he'd say to the ant, hey, you know, why don't you just take it easy, you know? Hey, you know, and the ant would say, boy, you better get busy because the winter's going to come and you really ain't going to be able to do much because it's going to be really cold. Yeah, it's all right. I'll just be fine. You just go ahead. And the little ant, he'd keep on working, and then the seasons change and the little grasshopper is cold. He ain't got nothing to eat, you know, and the ant's all cozy and warm. Why? Because the ant was prepared. That's the kind of preparedness. Ain't no duck and cover here. It's just, no, you got to be able to be prepared. And I'll tell you something else, folks. you know. Make yourself a plan, you know. Make yourself a plan that is one for survival so that you can thrive. Think about what's important in your life. Think about what you can let go of, and then let go of it. You know, if you got too much, let go of it. Give it away. In order to keep it, you got to give it away. These are all good things to think about. And that's why Mission Possible is possible, because my father said a long time ago, what? We, the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long with so little, we now attempt to do the impossible with nothing. That's right. We're going to do the impossible with nothing. You know, for a moment, I really, really want to understand that we are out here in this universe, and we are all going to come to the big aha together. That's my big blessing for everybody, is that we all get to the aha. You know, I'm really serious about this whole thing about the Nazification of America, and I'm really serious about people really checking out Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. This is an important book because, like I said, I liken the times we are living to now to 1938. The invasion has not happened just yet, and there's still an opportunity for us to do something. You know, when you really look at it, there was a point in time when Hitler said, you know, you could have really got me, you could have stopped me, but I picked up steam and I overcome the inertia and I became the driving force of Germany, and therefore I then carried out the master plan. And the master plan, to our shame, was one that was written by America, by Americans. This is what I need for you to all understand. When you begin to do your homework, these Nazis, Joseph Mengele, Bormann, all of these people, they got away. They didn't die in Nuremberg. They got away, and they went to Argentina and Venezuela and Ecuador and Paraguay and to the Middle East. I mean, if you really think about it, a lot of these Arab sheikhs were Nazis. A lot of these people, I mean, when you think about Iraq, think about Baghdad-Berlin Railroad. Come on, folks. We had Cardinal Montini, and then we had Karl Wojewicz, or whatever his name was, Pope Paul. He was Auschwitz. He worked at IG Farben. He was the priest. And now we have a German pope. Come on, folks. Go do your homework and see if you come up with 1 and 1 is equal to 2. The Vatican got a lot of money missing. The Vatican got a lot of land and art objects that they aren't supposed to have. This is all funneled through and by the Nazis. If you look at Eva Peron, Evita, they give us a movie about Evita, but nobody goes and bothers to look at, oh, how that lady died. Well, you know what? I know what killed her. It was those rubies, man, irradiated rubies. That's right. Too close. Too much radiation. You know, diamonds turn green when they're irradiated. So you know the Hope Diamond must be emanating some serious energy. It's a green diamond, huh? I really know for sure. Anybody out there want to tell me different, call me up. I'm always known to be wrong at least one time a year. We're coming down to the end, and I'm on a record roll, folks. 18 minutes to go. I got my time. I love it when my staff tells me how long I got. That's right. If I was to say what my wish is for 2008, it's for you all not to be late. It is for you all to let go of your hate, to let go of your doubts, to know with God all things are possible. I couldn't say it enough. What does that make me? That makes me a firm believer, not an unbeliever. It makes me a spiritual sports person, ready to throw down and pray for anybody's redemption. And the only way you can be redeemed in 2008 is to give up your guilt, to give up your part in it all, and then to promise to your brothers and sisters that you will never participate in evil again. Yes. Yes. This is the time to decide, folks. This is the time to choose a side, and there's a side to choose. And once you choose it, stand firm. for then the Armageddon can happen. Oh, yeah. Because I know what side I'm going to be on. And my side, hello?
Good evening, Reverend Roxy. How are you tonight?
I'm absolutely blessed, and how are you?
Good, it's Jim again calling from Florida.
You know what, Jim? I wanted to tell you right off, and I was hoping. I kept holding a thought in my head that you would call me. You know, I sent off Don some DVDs, and I never got a forwarding address on you. So I don't want you to give it over the phone, but after this is over, could you give me an email, shout at my Raisin Cane?
Yeah, of course.
Raisin, you have a pen right with you right this second? Or
yeah,
here?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Raisin, RAISIN, _ Cane, CANE, @juno.com, JUNO.
Got it.
Yeah. How are you this evening?
Doing well. I'm enjoying your topics. I just watched a documentary on Google Video by Jordan Maxwell. And he's just a great patriot by really spreading the word of how corrupt the Vatican is and how the Pope is nothing more than the biggest mob boss in the world, and really talking the truth about religion. And what he was saying was, when you know the truth, it will set you free. The more you educate yourself, the more you understand where things come from, and the more obvious things become, and you begin to see the lies everywhere. And now you're in tune with God, and now you can begin to see where things have come from and where they're going. And he just spreads the truth about that. And he also talks about how we are property of the global royal bankers, how, you know, your body becomes stock for the corporation called the United States because you are a moneymaker. The banks loan money to the private private corporation called the United States, gives your body your birth certificate to the banks as collateral for the loan. The Americans are nothing more than slaves because there's two kinds of laws on earth. Civil law is the law of the land, and there's maritime admiralty law, which is the law of the water, and maritime admiralty law is the banking law. So because this is so bizarre, because we come from our mother's womb, like we're in a womb full of water and we come down a birth canal, they consider that admiralty law, and we're controlled by the banking law. So he gets all into that, and how our bodies are literally collateral for the international bankers. And
definitely, and that is why, more than anything, I believe that these people who are in power now are more inclined to deal more with Adam Smith and the wealth of a nation and the prince, Machiavelli, and Machiavellianism. This is why I can see the princes as they see themselves today, those in leaders as they play their games. You can see that they are actually practicing. If you look at chapter 18 of The Prince, you can see here is where the prince must now sacrifice. He must be willing to sacrifice his own to prove that he is a great leader, that he is willing to lead and to send people off to their death, that it's absolutely a necessary thing to do. And you can see how these men, in their own ways, are practicing these archaic and ancient practices on the people even today.
Yeah, absolutely. So if people have time, please Google Jordan Maxwell, and also another great American. He was gunned down, ambushed outside his home in the about 5-7 years ago, which was William Cooper.
Bill Cooper.
I mean, he was just a great, because he spoke the truth. And
Tell people a little bit about Bill.
Well, Bill, he predicted 9/11, mm-hmm. Because of he warned people that CNN just walked into a cave and did this interview with Osama bin Laden. He said, "Look, folks, I've never seen this before. CNN just walked in and interviewed Osama bin Laden, and the CIA and FBI can't even find him, and CNN just walks in." So he knew something was coming down the pike,
mm-hmm.
and he predicted this before Alex Jones. Alex Jones tries to take credit. And so shortly after 9/11, later on that year, he was gunned down one night outside his home in Arizona. It was total ambush. They said he had guns in there and all that, and he was just a great American, and he really spoke the truth, and he was really, you know, a true patriot who really, really, you know, was on the airwaves spreading the truth, and he just rattled too many cages, and they went after him. But he was just a great American. He was in a naval intelligence thing, and he saw this UFO come out of the water, and he went back to the base, and they told him, you must never talk about this and all this, and then he just did his own research. But, you know, we've been lucky to have these people, but we just have to keep keeping their work alive and keep researching what they've done, because they have put their lives on the line, and we can still learn a lot from these people. They're just great patriots in this freedom movement.
That's why I love BBS Radio so much, because BBSRadio.com, this is the place where we can discuss our heroes, the people who motivated us to continue on the research, to continue on the trail of the assassin. Jim Garrison, Danny Castellaro, that's one of my favorites. He was going after the octopus. He was putting together the corporations, the eight corporations, that basically the eight people who are running the world today, the kind of people that could bring down towers or point fingers or get people into the country or get an entire Air Force to stand down or to look the other way, to have it all concerted and executed and then brought to us on media, you see. But we understand now, through all the investigation and continuing investigation and the brilliant way in which people are doing it, is that we know the truth. Now that we know the truth, what are we going to do with it? You got a solution about that? How will we approach these cowboys when we finally dawns on us that they are the ones who are responsible? You got an answer about that, Jim?
Well, I think because so many people are waking up, we probably averted a few of their false flag operations already, because they're scared. They're like, well, what do we do now? They're kind of, no, if we do another one, then... So, you know, all this, you know, it's all about consciousness and being awake and aware, and all, nothing is etched in stone. All this, our future is, it can all be changed, but it's a conscious effort, and this is all coming to a head, of course, but you know, believe me, you just turn off the television like Jeff Rentz has done years ago. You just turn off the Fox News and all that, and you tune into these great stations, you read books, and you talk to people, and you have the spirit and God in you, and you have that power within you that you realize everything's been a lie. That's fine. We're just going to reevaluate and go from there, and you have your power inside of you, and it's like you don't have to take up guns to be a patriot. You can fight back with white light and energy, and all this is it has such an effect, but you just don't see it right away, but believe me, it does.
Hey, I got to ask you, has anything that, you remember Madame Sativa?
Sounds familiar.
Did you get a reading from her?
Oh, yeah. She was on your show. Yes, I did.
Yes, she was on the show. Did anything good happen for you lately?
Well...
In terms of what she discussed with you?
Yeah, I think in numerology, I'm coming off a 5-year.
Uh-huh.
And that's not a good year, so I'm just waiting for this year to end, and I feel everything's going to turn around. But she was right, too, yeah. So I'm just looking for big changes next year, and... you know, listening to you guys, and it's going to be an exciting year. So I'm sure it'll be a better year for me, too. But it's been so great to hear you and Dr. Horowitz. I'll tune in Tuesday night and hope you're on with him again Tuesday night.
Oh, definitely will be. We are happy. I gave you my email number. I want to get your address so I can send those DVDs out for you.
Yes, okay.
That you had. You got those coming, and I want to start practicing being more... you know, at getting to the mailbox and getting them out, you know, on time.
Okay.
And I'm really grateful for you listening. I'm always happy when someone calls in, because sometimes I don't even know if the phone is disconnected.
No, someone else called earlier, but I think they got cut off. You did hear a beep, so I did. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know people are out here, and I'll catch you Tuesday night, Reverend Roxy, and I'll get off the air in case someone else wants to call in. So thanks so much for those DVDs, and God bless, and keep up the great work.
Thanks a lot for calling. Aloha. Well, see, I am always gratified. I am always just tickled alive that there are people out there that want to call me and share. Yes, as you know, there are a lot of great researchers out here doing some incredible things, and you just have to be looking. You have to know what you're looking for. Gold doesn't glitter in the fields. I can only tell you that everything that has happened in the past, all of the drugs that have come into the neighborhoods, all of the mass murders and the things that are happening now in the schools and whatnot, this is a program. This is meeting a need, and it allows us to react. And what I'm asking you, Mission Possible listeners, to do is to be proactive. Do your homework. Look in the news. When you see things in your neighborhood, when you hear people talking, when you see names, find out who these people are. Find out what their track record is. Interrogate them. Don't take everything at face value. Interrogate them. Only person that has authority over you is God the Self. Yes, that is what I'm saying to you all. We're coming down to 4 minutes. Yes, I do want you to listen to Insight Hour on Tuesday, same time, same bat channel, bbsradio.com. 9 days till Christmas, and then 16 days till the new year. Well, my math might be off a day or two, but that's all right, because what is it, 2008? It is the time that we will learn to relate. This is the time that we will let go of the hate, increase the love, confound the constituency, sing the heavenly praises of the Creator, constructing a peaceful environment wherever we radiate our elements, you see. Think of yourselves as glows, not stars. Stars only come out at night. Glows can be seen 24 hours a day. This is the thought, twinkle, twinkle, little stars. Oh, no, be the heavenly glow of that which emanates from above, which comes from below, which heats all our synapses and invigorates our brain matter that allows us to propel ourselves through this here universe, doing the will of the Father for the Holy Mother and for the child in all of us. So with that, I'm going to tell you, it's the dawning of a new age, a time to set things right and start a new wave, a fast, dynamic, smooth, and true age. A new page in history will build strong foundations for the people who race with pride, dignity, and human grace. A strong foundation for the people who race with pride, dignity, and human grace. Well, now is the time, no time to waste. Now is the time, don't hesitate. Now is the time to change our fate, to change our fate. Yes, you have been listening to the boss, and this was Mission Possible Radio. I want you all to know that I am with you, that I breathe in and out with you. I want you to have the most spectacular week, and I will see you back here, what, on bbsradio.com. All right, take me out with some of that delicious music. You all enjoy your evening. I'm going to go and party with my friends and edit a parade video. See ya!